You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tiffany, what are you up to today? What are you doing?
I'm working.
Work it, work it. What do you do?
I am in the roofing industry, so we build roofs.
Oh, okay. Have you guys been busy after the snowstorm with a bunch of leaks?
Lots
and stuff?
Of leaks, yeah, but we get more busy after like the hail storm. So we're just getting ready for our hail season to start here in May.
Which you absolutely love, I would imagine.
Yeah. And then we've got a home show coming up this week, so that's always good. Mm. Kick off the season.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I got a 50-year roof on my house.
Uh-huh.
What am I really going to get out of it?
Doubt it.
Yeah, 50-year shingle just basically means that they're going to warranty it without any damage. And in Denver, you know, that's...
Right. So what? Am I going to get 10, 15, maybe tops?
Just depends on the next storm.
Yeah, I mean, with no storm, you'll probably get a good 15, 20 years out of it.
Okay, all right. Because I was reading my paperwork on that the other day. I was like, there's no way in hell this thing's going to last 50 years.
I'd be more than happy to come check it out for you.
I bet you would. I don't need one yet, but I'll
That's
let you know.
So good.
Keep listening.
You know, the sad truth is, Tiffany, you just work for one of those industries that profits off of people's misery. And it doesn't make you a bad person, but it's just like car repair, you know, collision repair places, roofing companies, etc. You don't survive unless things go bad. Right.
And a good company, whether it be cars or roofs, you know, we show empathy to our customers so you guys don't have to deal with it. We do.
Listen, and once it's done, it is a good feeling to know that you have a new roof on there, too. I mean, you do get the feels when you get a new roof.
Exactly.
You're like, I feel safer now.
Right.
I once had to have two roofs put on within 2 months.
So, yeah, sounds about right. It could happen. It could happen with this weather. And, you know, with insurance companies, too, you only have, you know, a certain amount of time to replace the damage or they drop you. So, it's kind of a tricky industry.
Now, the first one was weather. The second one was HOA.
I would rather not
talk about that anymore.
Gotta love our HOAs, huh?
You gotta love the HOAs. All right, Tiffany, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right, let's see how you do with this one in 10 seconds. And by the way, to everyone else who's on hold, don't hang up. We're still going to want to talk to each of you, even if Tiffany gets it. So nobody hang up. 10 seconds, Tiffany. We want the names of five fonts. Fonts, like you would use when you're typing something. Five different fonts. Ready and go.
Arial. Calibri, we've got handwriting, we've got Georgia.
Four.
Where's the Times New Roman?
The classic.
Times New Roman, I know.
Kind of a biggie.
You know my favorite, and this is long before I moved to the state, but Georgia is my favorite font. Do you have a favorite, Jer?
That's where all my fonts are stuck on Georgia.
Yeah, I think it's the best.
I gotta look
one.
It up here first. Oh, yeah, there it is. That's a nice.
It's not like
font.
It's special or fancy. It's just clean. I just like the. It's easy to read. Mm-hmm. Clean.
Mm-hmm. I like Old English. I usually do all my correspondence in Old English.
Yeah. Uh huh. And he does it on a scroll, which is what's
very
really funny.
Fancy.
He hands people scrolls. Tiffany, you were a delight to talk to. Go have a great day.
Thank
okay.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I
wonder if we could do a segment on our show tomorrow and ask people to call in who make money off of misery.
Right. A lot of embalmers will be calling us.
Yeah, exactly. How many different jobs are there out of misery for people?
I like that.
I'm going to make a note.
Much needed services. They are.
Money from misery. I'm making a note. We'll plug that in for tomorrow. Who's next on the phone? It's Linda. Linda, welcome to the show.
Guys.
Hey, Queen.
Guys, what are you doing today?
Dropped my granddaughter off at school. She's in eighth grade.
Yeah, is she a good student?
She is actually a very good kid and a very good student. I drive 4 hours a day to take her to and from school.
Whoa.
It's only every other week, though.
Four hours every other week. Holy crap.
I live almost at Castle Rock, and she goes to school in Denver. So it's an hour to school, and an hour home, and then an hour to go pick her up, and then an hour home.
You are committed. You're a good grandma.
I've been with her since day one.
Can you just drop her at school and then hang out in town for a few hours, like go to a coffee shop, do stuff like that, and then go pick her up?
I could. They do have on every other Thursday, so sometimes I don't have her on that Thursday. It's kind of a long story. It has to do with a time change. They don't let their kids go to school now at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. They shifted my kids' times, too. It's insane.
Yeah, it makes it really tough.
Yeah.
So what I do is I drop her off, and then I go walk my dog for 3 hours. I mean, 3 miles.
I was just saying, that poor dog. Can we please stop now? My pads hurt. Now, do the parents of this, are they around, the parents of this child, or?
They're around, but they have other children that go to school earlier, and then they have work.
Well, so I got to ask you, are they compensating you for doing all this work?
No, not at all.
They get greatly compensated.
Just by
with
being
love and affection.
Yeah, all those kisses and hugs.
They're the best. God. That's my favorite form of compensation as well, Linda.
I'll tell you this. That granddaughter sure as hell better look after you once she gets out in the real world and gets a good job. She better take care of you.
She and I pretty much just frickin' frack. Like I said, I've been with her since day one, and
it's some good bonding for sure. It's good bonding, but still, I feel like they should get you like an Applebee's gift card or something.
4 hours a day driving an eighth grader around.
Bump it up to Outback Steakhouse or something.
Move to a small town. Let her just walk to school. God.
It's only every other week.
So. Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We'll quit busting your chops. You ready to play Rattle Off with us, Linda?
I'm kind of nervous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Five places that are 2 hours away.
You know what? I will play that game. Five things that are more than 2 hours from your house. Ready and go.
Serious?
You better hurry.
Timer's going.
Serious?
Oh my god!
Thanks for playing along, Linda.
Come on, Linda.
Linda.
No, you were serious.
Yes, we were serious.
Oh. And then your time ran out.
Now what?
Just yanking my.
And your phone keeps cutting out. It's really bad, too, like crazy. You know what? I hope that eighth grader buys you a new phone for your birthday. Linda, you could not be more charming and delightful. Your phone just keeps cutting out on us, so.
Good luck. It was nice
good
meeting you.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. 4 hours a day, Jeremy.
It's every other week, though, right? Every 2 weeks.
That's what I heard. I heard it's every other week.
That's a lot. That is a commitment for
sure. That's a lot. Here's Emily patiently holding. Emily, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, are you shuttling kids around?
I just dropped my kids at school, and then I'm going around because I'm on the PTO, so I'm trying to collect snacks from all these stores.
Oh, no.
How does that work? Like, how do you do that?
I have all the letters and then the tax thing for them.
What kind of snacks are you getting?
Well, nothing so far.
Well, what's on the list to get?
Anything. The kids like Oreos, chips, anything.
All the healthy stuff.
So let me guess.
No, I want to
make sure.
Food.
I want to make sure I'm getting this straight here.
I don't give my kids this food.
No.
Listen, so you're walking into stores with some sort of letter and tax certificate saying, give me free food, and I'll give you some sort of letter.
Well, it's like official with the school letterhead. It's not just like I didn't write.
I understand. Right. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm just saying it's interesting that if I'm a store owner, if you walk in and say, give me, you know, 10 packages of Oreos, and for your trouble, here's a letter. I mean, what's in it for the store?
I think they can do a tax write-off.
How much of a tax write-off?
How much do Oreos cost?
I don't think that's true.
It's awesome. How much do Oreos cost?
I don't think that's
true. She's like, do your own research, dude. I'm just going around getting cupcakes and baked potato chips.
Getting stuff that you said you'd never feed your own children, which is really interesting.
My poor kids. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, listen, no. I make my kids have like a salad every night, so don't feel bad. You got to teach them how to eat healthy. Why aren't you getting healthier foods?
If the store, anything, we'd take, if they want to donate a bag of cuties, that'd be great.
Can you, like, persuade them to be like, do you have anything healthy, maybe?
Yeah, strict rules, only healthy food.
They're like, yeah, there's some fruit juice in these fruit snacks.
I know.
Hey, how much of your time is spent trying to strong-arm stores into giving you food? How much time each week do you spend doing that?
This is my first day, but I spend a lot of time. I'm on the PTO, so this is like I'm very into the PTO at school.
What's PTO stand for?
Parent Teacher Organization.
Is that what it is?
There you go. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I love
the
school.
What's the difference between that and the PTA?
They've upgraded.
Yeah, I think
they went from an association to an organization.
No idea. All right, and apparently with the PTO, you get free food.
We try.
Well, good luck.
They're going to become the PTE, the Parent Teacher Extortionist, here in just a little bit with different stores.
Should be the PTD for Parent Teacher Diabetes for everything that you're getting.
You know, you could become the Parent Teacher Extortionist. You could walk into a store and say, listen, if you don't give me all the Oreos, I'm going to spread the word that you weren't helping children.
Emily's thinking
about that one.
Do you ever skim any food off the top and take it home with you?
Yes, she does.
Oh my god. We don't eat this food. That's why my kids like it so much.
Shut up, Emily. If you got the cuties, the bag of
you
cuties.
You don't eat any Oreos ever in your life?
Not in front of my kids.
Do as I say, not as I do.
She scarfs down a package of them in the car and then like vacuums
all the black
up all the crumbs.
Stuff in your teeth, yeah. Mom. Kale. I was eating kale.
Man, oh man.
All
this
right.
Is wild.
Sounds like a fun day for Emily.
I just feel so naive. I had no idea that people were walking in and strong-arming stores to give them free food for public school students.
Well, it's
Did
nice
you know
that they're
that?
Doing that. No, this is the first I've heard of it, but it's nice that they're doing that. Some of these kids need the food, so.
I won't argue with that, but.
So you're doing the Lord's work, Emily.
Thank you.
Yep. Even if you are stealing Oreos while you're doing it.
You totally are. Come on.
God is watching you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God wants me to eat some Oreos. We don't know.
You got to do that thing when you break open the Oreo and whatever side the cream is on, you're like, this is, yes, I'll eat these, or the other side, no, I won't.
It's a sign from the heavens.
And if it's the cream side, that's the sign of God saying, eat it up.
Mm-hmm. God.
All right. Game time.
I am so nervous. I heard Noah Kahn, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to call in.
I know, he's a big deal.
I'm like panicking.
Five foods that Emily would like to steal.
I'll play that game too.
Ready?
Five foods Emily would like to steal. And don't say, are you serious? Ready and go.
Cupcakes, Oreos, cuties, ice cream, bananas, chocolate cake, gummy bears.
Gummy bears right at the end, because I was going to kick bananas out.
Oh, what?
She's not stealing bananas.
Put some Nutella on them. Put
some Nutella on those bananas?
You're naughty.
Doggone right.
Naughty.
I'm all aboard that. You know what? I'm going to say you're a winner.
Thank you, guys. You have made my day.
You made my day.
Emily, what are you talking about? You just were delightful for us, so thank you for that. I mean, I wanted the little extortionist to win.
You're super cute, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really probably do eat a lot of junk food and don't tell your children is what I'm gathering out of this whole conversation.
Yeah, she just hides it.
You know, I get those, okay, since my kids are at school, I get those big 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Yeah.
And then I hide them up in the top shelf of the pantry.
Yeah.
And every night I have a bowl full.
So how do you hide them? Do you put them inside some other container, or are they just behind something?
Behind a bag of, like, you know, just junk, because I still throw junk up on the top shelf. So way in the back behind it, you have to get a chair to come climb up and get them.
Yeah, so they'll never know they're up there. And every night you sneak down and nom, 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 nom.
Oh, yeah.
That You're is naughty. So wonderful. I mean, I love that.
It's so funny.
Oh, that's great. You know what? You have been absolutely charming. So thank you for entertaining us. If you will
thank
hold
you
on.
Absolutely. Oh.
And you know what? You're a good sport, too, because you let us beat you up, and you just handled it like a complete pro.
And you've got an awesome squeal, so.
Yeah. Somebody's lucky.
You got a like, really good squeal.
Emily, hold on. Don't go away, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You know she sounds like that when she eats those gummy bears.
Taryn, did you know that people are walking into stores demanding food? Did you know about this?
No, but I've seen that the schools are, like, asking for, like, snacks and stuff like that, yes.
Yeah, schools are hurting, so.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I had a very interesting chat with Gretchen yesterday about this, and maybe this would be a full-blown talk. This might be a segment for our show tomorrow, Jer.
Okay.
She was talking about somebody who did, I don't know if it was a TikTok video or some Facebook video or whatever, but it was a mom. Taryn, are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
How old are your kids?
I have one, and she's 13.
Okay, so you're going to totally get this. This mom was talking about her kids coming home from, like, middle school or high school, and she said, I have started making dinner at 3 p.m. She says, this is what I realized is that my kids are coming home from school every day famished, because we all were kids, right? We'd come home from school, and the first thing we would do is we would just dive into all the snacks and all the junk food and stuff because we're hungry after school. She said, it just dawned on me, my kids are loading up with crap. Why don't I just make dinner at 3 o'clock when they're starving? They eat, and then later at like 6:30, 7:30, they might have a little bit of a snack. But the dinner is fed to them when they're actually hungry.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was really interesting because the mom is right. They eat a bunch of crap, and then when you feed them dinner at 6, they're like, I'm not that hungry. Mm-hmm. I just had, you know, I had like 12, you know, mini donuts.
And a fig bar and all that
right.
crap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I
think it's really an interest. And some people are saying, well, I'm at work at 3 o'clock. Dom, I can't do that. Well, I know, but there are some families that could. And
if you could pull it off, yeah.
I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we kind of eat early, too, so.
What time do you eat dinner at your house?
About 4:30.
That's where we've been. I start dinner at 4, and then we usually try to eat by 5.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just because, you know, our schedules and stuff, too. So.
Mm-hmm. And if you go out, I mean, get at a bar somewhere at a restaurant by 4:30, you're good to go, because then you can just sit there for a while, and then, yeah.
The problem is just that schools only give them, like, 15 minutes to eat. It's like, you know, we teach our kids to just scarf stuff down, and most of the time my kid treats everything like a social hour. So,
well, that's up
really.
To them. They got to learn. If they're gabbing the whole time, then they're going to be hungry. It's a time to focus.
Yeah, that's an interesting viewpoint, though, Taryn. Yeah. They are kind of taught to eat quickly. So,
yeah.
You can eat a whole meal in 15 minutes, though.
I've eaten two-thirds of a pizza in 10 minutes. So.
Josh brought me in a Chick-fil-A burrito about 30 minutes ago, and that thing was gone in about 4 minutes.
He demolished it.
I made that thing my biatch.
Man, it was like locusts on a field, man.
It was really good.
Taryn, we already had a winner, but we loved chatting with you. Hope you have a great day today, okay?
All right, thanks, you too. Yeah, we're going to go to Mother Cabrini's Shrine today because we saw the movie last week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Have a great time. Be safe, all right?
All right, thank you. You guys have a good one, too.
All right, thank you for noticing.
All right.
There you go, another sterling edition of Rattle Off.